It looks pretty much like the antithesis of government transparency. Lawmakers go in the basement, take a vow of secrecy, and horse trade tax dollars. They skirt open meeting laws by keeping the number of legislators under quorum, even if it means rotating lawmakers in and out of the room. When they've finished, they come back upstairs and present the budget to the public. The 1,100-page document is shown to voters just before the election. The day after the election, during the lame duck session, lawmakers come back and approve it.
And it works. And it works better than the federal model, where the minority is an outcast and the majority is has all the ideas. This is a process that puts the two parties together.
Presiding Officer Wayne Horsley is the outgoing Democrat from Babylon. Like most county legislators, he's a defender of what's called the Budget Working Group. Nine lawmakers volunteer to go line by line through the budget recommended by the county executive. Lawmakers past and present describe an arduous process that takes some 40 hours over multiple days. They say the nuances of government finance are both difficult to understand and the effort emotionally draining. Legislators bristled when asked if the process is secretive or paternalistic. Horsley points out that there are a number of public input sessions before the working group commences. WSHU requested to observe the working group. The answer was an emphatic no.
The anonymity is sometimes helpful for a legislator because he's able to say, you know, frankly, that group does not deserve as much money as they get. And if that got out to the group that he had said that about, it would be negative to that person. So it enables the conversation to be expanded. It enables the legislators to talk freely.
The working group grew out of bitter rivalries in the legislature based mostly on geography in the late 90s. Back then, the only way to pass legislation was through bipartisan coalitions. Former lawmakers described the old budget process as chaotic at best. The budget working group tradition has endured, and the few critics who suggest alternatives have been quickly squashed. Islip Republican Tom Silmy is one of them. He proposed a package of reforms that would allow the public to observe the working group, require that the budget vote take place before an election, and add in a 5-day cooling-off period after the budget is presented.
Any one of those reforms would go a long way towards making the process more transparent. I think all three things together would ultimately be the best scenario. But quite frankly, I'd be happy with any one of them.
In debates this campaign season, there were a handful of concerned citizens asking legislators why the process wasn't more open. Good government groups have taken a grin-and-bear-it approach. Suffolk League of Women Voters declined to comment because they didn't know enough about the process, but they weren't displeased with lawmakers either. Blair Horner is executive director of the New York Public Interest Research Group.
Suffolk County's process of rotating in county legislators and their staff is a more open process. But again, I think the government's ongoing responsibility is to make the process as open as they can make it.
Horner says Suffolk essentially has 9 men in a room compared to Albany's 3. When asked to compare Suffolk to the U.S. Congress, he laughed and said at least Suffolk gets their budget done, adding, people don't care how the sausage is made, they care what it tastes like. Charles Lane, WSHU News.